This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome to the show. I'm Meera Sivisodhi. It's our Health and Living segment, and in for his monthly show, Dr. John Benloy, US licensed marriage and family therapist.
Hello.
It is the eve of Merdeka.
It is.
How do you feel? It's 60 years.
I feel like resting for a few days in a row.
That's sad. I mean, you know, I'm actually tempted to go for the parade tomorrow just to, you know, watch something different.
Are you?
Feeling very nostalgic. If you haven't watched the BFM video, the team has just come up with a 15-minute documentary on Stadium Merdeka.
And 1-5 or 5-0?
1-5.
Okay, wow.
It's a fantastic watch. You don't want to miss out.
Where do you access that?
It's on YouTube. It's okay. On our Facebook page. We've all shared it. So go
ahead. I will be watching it for tomorrow.
Please. You can do it anytime, okay. Dr. Jarman. It's up already. But, you know, worth a watch. You know, it goes through the history as well as a look forward for the stadium. So anyway, today our topic is about an artificial intelligence entity, which apparently helps with mental health. It's an app that was developed to allow users to chat with an artificial intelligence entity. And AI is all over the news now about, you know, taking over our lives and whatever not.
I can't stop reading it.
Replacing jobs and all of that.
I know.
Are you threatened? Is that why you decided to do this show today?
Well, usually therapy is lowest on the list of being threatened by AI, right? Well, this couple months ago, I think it was, a friend posted this up in our Malaysian Mental Health Professionals chat group. And I went, what? So a robot's going to take over my job?
Yes.
So I had to find out what it was about.
Okay, and you did. Yeah. And what did you find out?
Well, I started going online, reading about it, and then started using it.
Mm-hmm. And one such an app is called Woebot. WOEBOT. It's apparently helped users to reduce depression, symptoms, as well as anxiety. And the management of mental health, really. I mean, you've used it. Have you tried using it?
Yes, I have.
Okay, I unfortunately didn't have the chance to do it, but the Bigger Picture team did.
They did.
And they also got some of our interns to try it out.
Uh-huh.
And are these apps all catered for just patients, or is it a good number of them just doctors and psychologists?
It's not for doctors and psychologists.
No, of course
It's. I think it's. It would become a tool. That's what I think.
Mm-hmm. To help you in your work.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
How so? How will that help you?
So, for instance, you can. I haven't yet. I suggested to one person, but I haven't yet because I like to see a little bit more research before I give something to a client.
Mm-hmm.
And I typically don't recommend something until I've tried it for myself. So, you know, other technology-assisted tools.
Okay. I'm sure we're wondering how this works because I've not tried it myself. How does it work? You want to go through it with me?
Well, you actually want to...
Yes. I mean, what does the app do and, you know, to what extent of my mental health is it going to help me with?
Well, first of all, I have to open my phone up.
Okay.
And actually, I had already used up my allotment, believe it or not.
Okay.
Because I did it for 2 weeks.
So that's the thing, right? The apps, they let you try it out and then after a while, you have to pay for it.
Yeah. So I said goodbye on Sunday. I wasn't going to pay for any more. But then this afternoon at noon, it says, "Hi, John Ben. Good news. Since we've been making so much progress," this cute little icon called Woebot. I quite like it. Him, her, I don't know. Anyway, "since we've been making so much progress together, my creators have put me on a lower energy plan." So we can
keep
talking.
Because they sense you didn't want to pay. Yeah.
We can keep talking for free if you'd like. Would you like that? I said, and it gave me options. So I picked the option, cool, yeah. But then I haven't had time to check in yet. So a few hours ago, it says, "Is it a good time to check in?" And ta-da, I have options.
Okay.
So shall I check in?
Yes.
Okay, yes, I'm ready. So I click on yes, I'm ready. And this is done through Facebook Messenger.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, wow, look. "I've made a graph of your recent moods and energy. Look at this."
And how does that work?
And
can we just go back a little to the beginning and how you started using it? What sort of information does it need?
Well, first of all, I had no idea what it was about. I thought it was this really nifty thing that became my new therapist friend, right? So I went online and found it. It was a friend had posted it. There's this. We have a Facebook group for mental health professionals in Malaysia. So someone had posted it, and I got, you know, very curious about it. So I went and found it and signed up and started using it. Mm-hmm. So every day it would check in. And one of the things that it asks me for is my mood and energy.
Yeah. So it constantly asks you for your mood, your current mood.
Yeah. And
if you were feeling negative, what happened?
It just logged in. And now it has a whole, look at this.
A graph.
You know, it was positive and then it's going down and going down. I think something's wrong with me.
And for how long? I always knew that.
This is about 2 weeks.
You know, there's the evidence.
July 5th until August 26th. But I hadn't used it for a while.
That's almost 2 months.
Yeah.
Okay, but your mood's going down. So every day you log in your mood at that time.
I don't know what's going on here with this particular chart, but I don't think all of it is me generated. But anyway, it asks me, what are your observations? Mm-hmm. See? And then there's a little pencil thing. So I can write something, right? I can say, looks like I'm getting worse.
Okay.
Okay. I'm getting worse.
See, enter. First symptom of that something's wrong on a mental health level is denial. And that's exactly what's going on here.
Well, you are obviously not Wobot. Listen to what Wobot says.
Okay.
It's very helpful to reflect on your moods each week. Keep checking in and you'll keep learning. Okay. On that note, it's time to check in.
All right. So the BFM Bigger Picture team actually went on, and what they found is if you're feeling negative, then the app will ask the user to recall a similar experience.
That's right.
And how it was solved. How does this help with mental health?
Well, a lot of these questions are typical questions we would ask. Right, when we're working with with clients, especially if you're coming from the perspective of cognitive behavior therapy. And so Wobot and many other such apps are designed with cognitive behavior therapy because it is so, I guess, easy to quantify, easy to operationalize. So, and it works. You know, research study shows that CBT works and it works well.
But can it be done by something like an app? I mean, the study reports that Wobot users reduce their symptoms of depression and anxiety over 2 weeks. Are you convinced?
Well, reduce the symptoms, but I haven't looked at the actual study itself. So, I mean, it's a sample size of, I think, 70 students.
But what should we be concerned about? Or is this a good thing? I mean, if it's a good thing, fantastic. What would it have not taken into consideration?
Well, what would have... Well, I don't know. See, when I used it, there was nothing, no interaction did I feel was negative or provocative in any way. So the likelihood, based on my experience, of an app like Wobot creating problems, I think would be quite low, right? But if you have it a little bit more open, like, you know, tell us, if Wobot says, you know, tell me about a time where you had resolved it. Mm-hmm. And then you think about a time and then you go into a flashback memory. Uh-oh. Okay. So for severely, you know, clinically severe population, I would be more careful. So I wouldn't mind using these for people who I know are pretty functional, you know, for the most part and can interpret, you know, things easily as to what's real and what's not. But there are some clinically ill populations that would have trouble.
Okay. So at what point then do you need to seek treatment? But then again, some people have called Wobot a gateway therapy. It's a good first exposure to therapy in a non-threatening atmosphere. Not that you're threatening at all, but the perception is...
On radio, yeah, I can do many different things.
I know. It encourages people to seek greater treatment later on. I mean, isn't that a good thing? I mean, but at some point, people need to understand that they need further help.
I think, you know...
Or the human help.
A lot of things are possible, you know, when you have a machine that doesn't have a human behind it and it's just running on its own. So for the most part, it seems like it would be a helpful gateway, so to speak. But until it's fully tested, we still don't know what kinds of harms it may cause. That's why I think it really still should be in the research phase.
How will it help you?
In terms of...
In helping the patient.
Okay. So I haven't, like I said, you know, given it to clients yet. What I would do is actually, first of all, I would get them to become familiar with more functional ways, adaptive ways of thinking, right? Until they get to a certain point whereby I know they can sort of, quote unquote, walk on their own, mm-hmm. right? Then this kind of an app would be very helpful because then I don't need to be there. And it's a daily reminder.
I see.
Yeah, daily conversation.
So,
agent.
Yeah. So, of course, everybody comes and sits with a therapist and, you know, you ask them questions.
Yes.
But the hard work, you know, rests with the patient after they leave your office and having to practice or put into practice what or reflect upon what you have set out for them.
Preach it. Can you say it one more time?
Preach.
Preach it. The hard work begins after you leave the office. Yes,
yes,
that's
it does.
Right.
You know, and a lot of people don't realize that. And
yes.
So that's why they don't, sometimes they don't come forward because they think they're paying you for nothing.
Yeah.
They're just paying you to ask questions and listen.
Yeah.
Because the hard work comes from the patient, really.
It's like seeing a nutritionist or a dietitian. You don't lose weight just because you're visiting them.
Yep.
lose weight from your work.
But it costs a lot to see a psychiatrist or a psychologist.
It can.
It can,
for
yes.
For some people.
And well, you know, but Wobot, you know, sort of could help you on a day-to-day basis to check in and ask yourself the right questions to move on with therapy.
Yes.
Yeah, is that what you're saying?
Yes. But here's the other thing, though. If there are any sort of mental health professionals feeling threatened by it, my experience, having been in this field now almost 2 decades, is that actually there is so much more good that it can do than harm, because more people will have access to what good mental health is about. And when people start having greater access, then they will want to use professional services to go even deeper, where our emergent AI bots can't take us.
And Wobot uses Facebook Messenger to chat with you?
With me, yeah.
Why Facebook Messenger?
I don't know.
They've tied up with Facebook only.
I don't know, actually.
Okay. Yeah. I find that quite interesting, actually. And, you know, if you type help in the chat box, mm-hmm. The app recognizes it and it'll ask you if you need emergency help.
Mm-hmm.
Is this a common feature in such apps? And what does that tell you? I mean, if you need emergency help, then what happens after?
I never typed help. I feel like typing it now.
Do it then.
Okay, let's see.
Emergency help.
Okay.
And just for information, the Wobot study had a sample size of about 70 college students, half of whom used Wobot. And we do know we have a mental health problem, even in Malaysia. A lot. One in three of us or one in four of us is actually depressed or have some kind of mental health issues. So it may be something that you could take into consideration. I mean, stigma is a huge problem in this country. We don't want to come forward because perception is then you are, you know, not terribly mentally sound. That's not really true. So something like this could be, as they say, a gateway therapy to help you come forward and probably seek treatment later in an environment where you know, it's just you and your phone, really,
mm-hmm.
or you and your gadget.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we were talking about if we typed in help,
mm-hmm.
What that would do. I tried help, and then it asked me what my energy level is like. And then I said, hi. So what are you up to right now? I put down, help me. And it says, can you describe to me how you're feeling? Write a bit here, please. Then I finally put one more time, emergency help. Gosh, sorry, I didn't understand that. Not very helpful at all.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Okay. The researchers wrote that a conversational agent works better than a web-based cognitive behavioral therapy. What's that and what's that difference? Is that why Facebook Messenger as opposed to a web-based cognitive behavioral therapy? This is really technical, actually.
Yeah, yeah. The only thing I can think of is because people interact with Facebook and maybe having a messenger conversation with a robot that has a face,
mm-hmm.
a little robotic face, makes you feel like you're talking to a friend. That would be the closest reason why I think they have chosen that platform.
Okay, a less formal social kind of a
platform. And people access Facebook daily as opposed to the web. You have to go to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's just my guess.
Okay, all right then. We're discussing artificial intelligence in mental health. There's an app called Wobot, which apparently helps you. I have a problem with it because after a while they start charging you. I'd like to know who's behind these interesting applications like this and to what extent it really works is what we're discussing with Dr. John Ben-Loy, U.S. licensed marriage and family therapist. If you have a question for him, give us a call. The number is 03-77-109-000. You can tweet BFM Radio or WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Good afternoon and welcome to the show. I'm Mira Sever. So the Inner Health and Living segment, Dr. John Ben-Loy, U.S. licensed marriage and family therapist. We are discussing an app called Wobot, which is an artificial intelligence entity which you can access via Facebook Messenger, mm-hmm. where you can actually speak to
talk with, whatever.
Yeah. a little icon that looks a little depressing, don't you think?
No, it's cute.
Okay.
Or maybe it could empathize with what's going on inside you, Mira.
Okay, all right. See, I always knew something was wrong. Okay. And it's about your state of mental health. I mean, we do know we have a big problem with mental health in the world, not just in Malaysia. And we struggle with stigma, mm-hmm. As well as the whole environment of, you know, the whole possibility of going to see a mental health practitioner and what to expect, you know, that kind of thing. It can be daunting. Mm-hmm. So if you have an app, you can just communicate via your app to a certain extent. Mm-hmm. Wobot will ask you certain questions. Yes. You need to log in your moods every day. And then I suppose it gives you reports as to how you're doing.
Yes.
But after that is what I'm concerned about. What happens if you are indeed depressed? Where do you stop depending on Wobot?
Well, I am pretty sure Wobot also will advise you to get professional help. I would be surprised if it doesn't, if it sees that your moods are really low. That would be the right and ethical thing to put into an application like this.
Do you think Malaysians will be open to something like this? I mean, come on, would you be open to it? I mean, it doesn't matter whether you have a mental health issue or not. What I'd like to know is, would you be open to having an app like this? And do you think it will help with mental health in this, coping with mental health in this country? And a lot of whom are young people. So many, a lot of research was done and so many psychology research on Caucasian American college students have been done. Mm-hmm. And they found that the participants' average age was 22 years old. And that's really, really young.
It's right? All a matter of perspective.
Compared to us, yes. It is very young. I mean, you know, what do you think? Give us a call. The number 03-77-109-000. You can tweet BFM Radio or WhatsApp 018-789-8899.
Yeah. What I want to hear from the listeners are whether or not you would try something like this for yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, we want to hear back.
I would.
We don't know.
I would if it's accurate.
Well, whoever the speaker is, you know, just share how you feel about using an artificial intelligence app to help you with your moods, help you feel better.
I don't know. I'm comparing it, and I shouldn't, to a wearable gadget like, you know, all of us have, tracking your heart rate, you know, your blood pressure, your steps, the calories burned. It's not terribly accurate.
Have you done a show on sex and robots yet with Dr. George Lee?
No.
But I don't mind coming on.
Chua and Tech has done one on called Digital, on our Digital Economy. I'm sorry, in Digital Desires, it's called.
Okay.
And you want to download that podcast. It was a pretty good interview,
Digital
actually.
Digital Desires. Yes, all right.
On robots, yes, and sex.
And intimacy.
Yes. that's another conversation. Okay. Putting you and George in one room will be... quite a challenge for me to manage.
Mira, exciting.
I'm sure. Do you think something like Wobot, an app, would work with older people?
Older people? Mm-hmm. I think so long as the person is open to trying new ideas. Certainly I would. You know, I've tried it and I actually benefited from it. So I found the creator and I sent her a message on LinkedIn. You know,
Wobot?
Hey, this actually helps. Yeah.
Of Wobot.
Yeah.
You got in touch with the creator.
Well, I sent them a LinkedIn message, not quite get in touch with, but yeah, I did.
But did she reply? It's a she.
It's a she. Professor Darcy is her name.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
I just told her that I'm going to be doing a show on it today.
It's helping you?
It has helped me. I don't need it.
How?
What do you mean, how?
How has it helped you?
Well, I
see,
found
denial
that...
again. Disclaimer, denial. Sorry, really. Okay,
what I need is more exercise. No. It was helpful in a sense that it reminded me, because I was at a very busy period during that time putting together the conference for the Association for Marriage and Family Therapy. And so I wasn't really paying attention to my well-being. And the bot every day reminded me I need to pay attention to my well-being. And sometimes it would send me to YouTube clips that talked about wellness, or sometimes it would give me a little idea about how to look at things more positively.
How did the app know that you were going through a stressful time?
It asked me, how are you feeling? I would put exhausted.
Okay.
Typically, you know. Notice that you have been down for the last 4 days. Mm. Here is a little thing. Would you be interested in it? I'll click yes, and then it'll take me to that and or make me play that clip. Yeah.
Okay, and that's helped.
Oh, yeah, that's interesting.
So it's logging every day, and then you roughly know how long you're down for, and that could be a red flag.
That's actually very helpful. Okay. Yeah, to have a log.
Sure. We have Yong on the line. Yong, you have a question.
No, just want to comment. There was a movie, isn't it? Have you heard of the movie?
I think so. She was an artificial intelligence robot,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Jacqueline Phoenix, is it?
Yes, that's right.
Talking to her.
Yes.
So has humanity reached to that level already?
I don't know.
What do you think, Yong? I mean,
what do I think? Well, you know, I used to fill in details online, and there's a disqualifying point at the end. They will ask you to tick the box, I'm not a robot.
That who's not a robot?
On a website, I'm not a robot.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Yeah, the applicant had to tick the box.
Okay.
And say that I'm not a robot.
Okay. All right. Okay. Did you find it helpful at all?
Oh, well, yeah, I think with the way things are going, I think it's not surprising that we've reached to the level. Even there's a movie made of it already.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much, Yong.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
What do you think an app to track your moods, you know, your mental health, helps you on a day-to-day basis? What are your thoughts on that? I mean, give us a call. The number 03-77-109-000. You can tweet BFM Radio or WhatsApp 018-789-8899. So the golden question is, do you feel threatened at all?
Me? Mm. No, not at
as
all.
As a practitioner?
No, not at all.
Why?
Number one, it hasn't really reached the level of actually becoming me. Right, so it's still for me an accessory or a tool for it to be used. But I am odd, and that's why you like me so much. You do, and don't go into denial about that. So I'm odd, and I really want to actually participate in the future, in the ongoing development and understanding of how technology is going to become us, or us become technology. So I'm right in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
No comment about the me liking you. I'm not going to commit to anything. Well, we have an interesting text message here from Vignesh. Thank you so much for sending this through. Vignesh says he's 29. He's been using Wobot for about 2 months now.
Ah.
And it's been tremendously helpful for him in managing work stress, because he feels more open to tell a third party of my day. Maybe I think what he's trying to say, it's more difficult for him to tell somebody about
right,
his issues.
Right.
And it helps him with the work stress. So thanks for that, Vignesh. I mean, if you have used Wobot, I mean, and you're the demographic, as they say, 22 years of age or so, in your 20s, something like this could possibly help.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say that the tool is accessible and helpful to patients, more to patients than therapists?
So speaking as a clinician, right now I'm not yet ready to quote-unquote prescribe it to
Why?
Any client who is not stable. But I would give it to anyone that I feel is stable enough to be able to use it.
What do you mean by stable?
So if they're in some kind of a crisis, right, this could open up more problems. I don't know yet. You know, like for instance, when we typed in help, right, it really didn't register. And if I am in severe crisis or I'm feeling very dysregulated and maybe even suicidal, I'm typing in help, I'm not thinking straight and this thing is not responding and I'm believing that it's supposed to be helping me. What's going to happen next? So there's still stuff we don't understand about the interaction effects, right, of this. And we need to keep researching it. Not shy away from it.
Okay.
But keep researching it.
Yong was saying, I suppose you can only improve, isn't it, and get better from here.
Mm-hmm.
Yong was talking about how you need to tick a box and say that you're, you know, to declare you're not a robot. But do you see legal issues with the use of AI to treat depression or psychiatric disorders?
I think there probably would be, yeah, informed consent. But it's, I don't know, I'll bundle it with legal issues with the internet, generally speaking. These things, so that's probably one of the reasons why I shy away from actually quote-unquote prescribing it. I don't prescribe, by the way, let's just be clear about that. But, you know, passing it on to clients that I think might still be in need of critical care. Because I don't know what the implications are also in terms of privacy, confidentiality.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Right. So as a professional, I'm careful. But just generally speaking, trying it out, what this does, telling my friends, I don't see any harm with a normal population.
Okay. There's a huge amount of data based on algorithms and stuff. As you said, it's so much of data that is we're giving away in this app. And as you said, who will govern such sensitive data regarding mental health issues? And then you have the whole.
But then again, you know, the internet or companies are tracking all kinds of information from us. They may not even need us, you know, to interact with an artificial intelligence tool to get such data, because you can extrapolate a lot of understanding about human behavior or a person's behavior just based on their everyday behavioral patterns.
Okay.
Right? Behavioral economics, for instance, you know, marketing is really going heavily in that direction. So, we have to think about this very differently.
Vignesh, we have a follow-up question for you, and I'd really appreciate if you could text us again. Did you find Wobot addictive? That's
a good question.
Yeah. Do you think that could be a downside to this? Forget the partner. I've got Wobot.
Yeah. Well, Wobot is not exactly exhilarating to talk to. So.
Well, the direction in which our communities are moving towards, I mean, it's a little scary, don't you think?
No.
I mean, you're talking about sex and robots.
Yeah.
That's... what is that?
People have had sex with all kinds of things, not just robots.
I suppose.
Yeah.
You have a point. do you think it will ever replace real-life human interaction?
Replace it? Probably not, unless you actually get a humanoid or what do we call them? Androids, right? That could come in and look and feel like you and I and have the ability to ask the kinds of questions and interact. No, it's online. I don't even think online therapy can quite replace in-person therapy.
Okay. So my takeaway from what you're saying is that if you're down, it's a good tool for everyone, really. Just for coping mechanisms, for stress, you know, the usual, you know, emotional ups and downs that we experience on a day-to-day basis, it could help you there as well. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be, you know, clinically depressed or anything of that sort. It can help you on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, and I think it's been written about as a therapy app, but you can even think of it as just a coaching app or a well-being app. That's how I'm approaching it. I'm not really thinking about it as a hardcore therapy tool. I do therapy, and when I'm doing, in the midst of doing therapy, it's hard work. Right, which if you're thinking that an artificial intelligence app could do at this point in time, boy, I'm buying that stock.
Okay.
Yeah.
For someone who's depressed, having a chat box who speaks without judgment, could that be quite welcoming and sort of addictive in a way?
Depends on the person. If the person, I think, is prone to fantasy, and can fantasize things, and we are seeing that happening with the sort of robots or anime and toys and the intimacy that's built up. I think so, but I would like to think that that's maybe the minority rather than the average person. It's not yet that sophisticated. So it's not the same as human interaction at this point in time.
Because the chatbot doesn't reject. There's no risk of rejection, really.
Yes, and that's what therapists learn. Counselors learn that in basic counseling skills, how to provide a safe, non-judgmental presence so that clients are able to process through their emotions and their thoughts and feelings.
Have you had much interaction with younger people, those in the 20s, in which the company actually had a sample size of college students, but
yes,
22 seems
taught,
to be...
Yeah, I taught university and I'm teaching again.
Okay, mm-hmm. And did you experience that where a lot of young people do indeed have mental health problems?
I think they have stresses, and given their age and how strong the onslaught of stress and how fast the pace is now compared to when I was in my 20s, I think they're facing more stress. That's my take. The world is global for them, you know, and bad news travels like that. When I was a kid, where's Azerbaijan? And I couldn't just go on an app and find out, mm-hmm. right? You know, where civil riots are happening and things like that. So I think the stress is different and perhaps greater for this age group. So we're going to see more of the symptoms that are related to stress showing up. May not necessarily yet be diagnosable mental illness, but certainly the stressors are there.
Okay. And I suppose don't underestimate the power of an app like this.
Yes.
It does help.
That can maybe help you to cope with the stress better.
Okay. What's your message on artificial intelligence and mental health management?
I think it is something that we need to track, we need to understand, and that we shouldn't just be afraid of it. Try it out and see what it is, and let's build this world together better.
Thank you for joining us today. Dr. John Ben Loy, U.S. licensed marriage and family therapist, talking to us about artificial intelligence robot for mental health management on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.